brilliantly acrobatic save.
Jack has caught it, Sharon!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome
to another
exciting,
amazing.
I had a feeling you're gonna say this. I was trying to think, what's my next line? This is the inspiring,
The best footballing show in Active FM. We're talking about The View. With your host, starting with the host from the West Coast, the host who does not boast, the one, the only DJ Sticks, and I'm here with...
Yeah, this is your host from the South Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really match because I live in the North Coast.
Oh,
not the one who will not guard your post.
Oh, yes.
But you can ask him to give a pass. He'll definitely do that.
Distributor. Yes.
A.K.A. Luka Modric. DJ Six is laughing at me because he knows I'm just talking a whole bunch of nonsense. But anyway, it's glory.
Yes, yes, yes. And we are here with an exciting show, you know, with lots of footballing happening all over the world. So much football. We don't even know exactly which topics to touch because there's just so much. But we're going to start with some key games. Some key games that you've seen, that we've seen, that shocked us. So, right, DJ Glory, to get into it. Right. Atletico Madrid versus Real Madrid. Final score 5-2. Atleti thrashes Real Madrid against the odds. What were your thoughts on that?
Hey, bro, I'm not going to lie. That's just something crazy. Atletico, like... For me, I won't lie. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm excited that Madrid lost, but I'm not unhappy.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Shout out to all the Madrid fans.
I was like, oh, okay, wow. Oh,
you know, you know, you know when you receive a good surprise.
Oh, man.
Yo, but no, I'm not gonna lie, it's crazy. I didn't see that coming.
Oh my goodness, me, like if you actually watch the cause I never had the privilege of watching the game, right?
Yeah.
But I did go through the highlights and I saw what happened. And what was quite shocking was obviously, if you look at Atletico, even right now, they are fifth in the league.
Yeah.
They didn't have the best start, right? A couple of draws there. I think they've had a loss already. But they were looking shaky compared to Real Madrid, who won before this game. They won 6 of their previous games. And they got maximum points.
So
Out of the first 6 games of the league, they got 18 points. You know, so no one saw it coming.
I mean, Atletico Madrid, I think, just had to turn up.
Oh my gosh.
It's a Madrid derby.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, someone had to take it, and this is the story of the underdog, you know, where they stepped up to the plate.
Plus they were home, man.
Bro.
And actually the commentator said this is the game that they wanted to win, right? Arguably. Like, this is the game that they want to win the most in the entire season.
Yeah.
They were able to win 5-2.
I mean, who doesn't walk away happy beating Madrid? Especially in this fashion. This is a thrashing.
Full on thrashing.
Yeah.
Full on thrashing. A stunning performance from Julian Alvarez. Arguably, not even arguably, he's definitely the man of the match.
Yeah.
Griezmann also getting one there. And what's crazy to see, right? So even after this game, they faced Eintracht Frankfurt yesterday in the Champions League.
Yeah.
And they won again 5-1.
Ooh.
So something is happening. Something is happening in Atletico. It's definitely one of the most on-formed teams in the past 2 weeks. Arguably, right, the best team of the past 2 weeks. But we are we are watching you, Simeone. We see what you are doing there. And yeah, we are excited.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's just one of the games that I enjoyed watching. The other one, right, is because of the team that lost. And DJ Glory won't be happy to speak about this one.
Yeah, look. Yeah, no comment. No comment.
Manchester United not getting the results that they were looking for as they lost 3-1 to Brentford. What happened? Because I didn't see this game.
Where do we even start? I remember, was it the first goal? I remember the teams were going at it. The first thing, I wasn't impressed by Man United's away third kit. It looked very ugly. But that has nothing to do with this show. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. Who wears black and yellow shorts?
Oh my God.
But, I mean, the game starts. The teams are, you know, looking solid. Man United looking solid as well, putting in a few attacks. Although not looking very deadly, they were putting some sort of pressure on Brentford's defense. But literally, I think Man United played into Brentford's tactics. The beginning of it was one of the most... like, I don't even know how to describe it. They were playing an offside trap for Brentford. Oh. Maguire kept Thiago onside. Oh. I think, and if you're watching the replay, you can see he quickly realizes it. Oh. But by that time, the player had already played the pass. So, through ball all the way from Brentford's... defensive area right through to Thiago. I mean, obviously, oh. Thiago runs down. Maguire doesn't have the legs to catch him.
Yeah.
Slashes it, you know, banger right into the top left corner, first post.
Damn.
Yeah.
Heavy stuff right there.
So, yeah, Man United didn't play well again. One upside of it, Benjamin Sesko finally got his goal. He fought for that one in Brentford's box. And at least, you know, hopefully that's something for him to help build up his confidence and to start making the strides that we know him for in the Premier League. Again, I personally feel bad for players like that that come into the squad hoping to see a difference.
Yeah.
And it's the same old. And as for the manager, I do also feel some pity for him. At the same time, again, there are some questionable decisions that he has made in game as well,
yeah.
Which you're not sure about. But yeah, very disappointed again. I think if you look at the beginning of the game, we should have won that game.
Yeah, it was just for the winning.
Yeah, it was. Brentford wasn't that good, and I'm not. They played well, so I'm not saying Brentford is bad. And respect to them, they earned their win.
Yeah,
but we should have won that game.
They took their chances, man. They took their chances. At the end of the day, what matters is what you do with the ball.
Yeah, there were Brentford fans chanting to Mwemo, what's the score?
Oh, no.
So you can imagine what that would have been like.
Because he went back to face his older team.
He went back to versus his team, man.
Damn, must have been a very emotional one for him. Imagine if he scored. Oh, that would have been so
good. We're never in the season this is when we verse Wolves. Hopefully, Cunha won't have to experience the same thing.
No, man, I think next time Mwemo faces Brentford, he's going to have something to say to those fans, man.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. And I saw something afterwards that your coach Emrim was talking about the fact that he's now willing to basically change his structure. Cause
yeah.
What we've been seeing from him is like he's been very strong about the system he wants to implement.
Yeah.
And he's been very, very rigid about that.
Yeah, something interesting about the system, and I mean, there's been many debates. Many people, like United fans, disagreed with the system because we always use a four-defender system. And, you know, we speak about all of these things now. If you ask me personally, on first glance, I was one of those people that didn't agree with the system change. And not to say that the system is bad. There is no system that is bad. It's all dependent on the players and the tactics that you wish to play. And if you have a certain player, certain tactic and vision of how you want your team to be, you get the players that fit the system. Now, again, time and time again with Man United, the people in charge have not always given the managers full backing and have always done last-minute stuff, resulting in us getting poor results and poor players. And again, you can't fix a team with the wrong players. You need the right kind of mindset and you need the right players to play that system. And like I said in the beginning, I didn't agree with it. Now, the problem isn't the system. If we had the right players, the system would work. But with the caliber of players that we have, playing a system that they're already not used to, knowing that these players have not been good, is not necessarily the wisest thing, in my opinion.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is stick to something that the
players... Look, they can make tweaks.
Yeah.
But I think a three defender line was a bit of a stretch. Maguire doesn't have the legs. Mazraoui is playing more on the wing. Now he does track back, which is good.
Yeah.
And he's good defensively. But then if you've got Maguire left like behind, like what happened in the Brentford game, it doesn't work. And I mean De Ligt is not as quick as well. He's quicker than Maguire, but if you put him up against, for example, someone like, I don't know, your everyday Premier League midfielder attacker. Elanga even posted, we saw that last season. Elanga posted a video of him running down the defense.
Oh,
I thought he'd have some sympathy for us, you know.
Oh my goodness.
But
no,
there's no soft spots there.
There is no soft spots in football.
No.
And actually, we're going to go to a story, right, that's taken the media by storm. Specifically the South African media, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't know the story, basically FIFA sanctions South Africa, right? So basically what happened is that South Africa, right, who was number one in the World Cup qualifying group, right? They won 17 points. However, there was a game where they fielded a player, right? Tebogo Mokoena. They fielded a player who was previously suspended.
Wow.
So this guy got two yellow cards in the previous game and then was supposed to miss a game against Lesotho.
Yeah.
But somewhere, somehow, I don't know how, I don't understand how it was not picked up, but that same player, Tebogo Mokoena, was now in that game that he was supposed to be suspended in. And the craziest part is that wasn't picked up. So it was only picked up weeks later.
Like, I honestly battle to understand that. Like, how does that happen? Like, please explain to me.
You know, like if everyone does their job properly, we're not going to have situations like this, you know? And then there was, like, speculation. What is FIFA going to do? Because obviously, with decisions like this, normally there's a time frame and a period where it has to be reported.
Yeah.
I think it's a day or two where after that it has to be. So if the situation doesn't get reported on and a day or two has passed, then now the rules say that it's basically we move on.
Yeah.
But this one was escalated, and then as a result of the incident, as punishment, South Africa gets a 3-point deduction.
Yeah.
Which was then handed to Lesotho. That means now that we are now joint first with Benin on 14 points. So we were first on 17 and we only had to win our next game, and then that means that automatic qualification.
But now we are
joint with Benin.
That's been jeopardized.
My goodness, me, so close.
Like so of all close. Things, you had one job.
Ah, man.
Damn, man.
And like who do we blame? Do we blame the coach? Do we blame Hugo Bruce and his staff?
Like,
because if they picked it up, they weren't gonna play Tebogo. Do we blame the officiating authorities? Because surely they should pick up when things like this happen.
Bro,
like who do we blame?
How do they think they were gonna get away with this? Especially in this age that we live in.
Like,
where social media is like so rampant. Even if like through your systems it doesn't get picked up, someone's going to mention it.
Yeah.
Could be in an Instagram post. It could be on, you know, the stadium cams, you know, just like how that couple got caught overseas in America cheating. You never get away with these things.
My goodness me. So, personally for me, I don't think that it was intentional. I think that probably Hugo Bruce just went with the same lineup he's been going for and then didn't realize that one of his key players was booked the previous game.
You must be an Arsenal fan.
What? Why do you say that?
There's no way. He had one job.
Oh my gosh. So there we are. Our World Cup's hopes have been slowed down. And this is gonna be like the first World Cup that South Africa like truly qualifies.
Actually
for.
Qualified. Because this if you outside of South Africa, you might not know this, but it's been a long running joke, especially amongst South Africans, that the only reason why South Africa was in any World Cup was because we hosted it, which obviously how the World Cup works is that the host nation, out of courtesy, automatically is in the World Cup.
and they get the first game.
Yeah.
Man. So, after so much work, after so much faith, after so much crying for me, you know, watching the game against Nigeria wasn't easy.
Yeah.
After all that struggle, we now get a 3-point deduction. Bro. And it gets given to Lesotho out of all teams.
We were finally going to see Bafana become Amadoda.
But my gosh. boys to men. That's
yeah,
what I said.
Boys to men. But unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's okay. What can we say? What can we say? This is why we watch things like Champions League.
Yeah, boys, Bafana, please make sure you work hard. Yes. Let's get that qualification. Let's wave that flag, man.
Yeah, yeah. One time. And while you guys are fighting and doing so, we'll be watching Barca and PSG play tonight in the
Look,
Champions League.
Fingers crossed. I've got so much work to do. But hopefully, fingers crossed, Barca and PSG. Somehow, I have to watch that.
No, you must. Even if like you have a laptop on like on your lap and, you know, you have to. That game, I'm at least going to catch the first half.
Bro.
And depending on how the first half is going, if it's a thrashing, then I'm going to go sleep. But it's full force. Yamal's going to be there. Dembele's going to be there. Rafinha's going to be there. Who won the Ballon d'Or for real? Let's find
out. Yeah, Lewandowski's going to be there. Ooh, Rashford is going to be there.
Ooh, my goodness me. Rashford does not like PSG. He always destroys them.
Bro, it's like him and PSG, there's something there.
Oh my gosh, so tonight's going to be...
And he's going to want to show out because there's a Ballon d'Or winner there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and the Barca team might think that it's justice for them to slaughter PSG.
Bro.
Justice for Rafinha and Lamine, right?
Ish. No, I. If it were up to me, I really wished last season. Hopefully this season, Barca can secure something. But I was hoping that, you know, Barca won the Champions League last season.
Yeah.
Yeah, they performed really well. Hopefully, we'll see something this season. Maybe they'll bring back the fire. Bayern Munich is also looking quite threatening. Ooh,
Bayern Munich.
So.
Bayern Munich is insane.
Yeah, man.
What? Nine wins out of 9 games in all comps so far this season. I think they're one of the
bro, it's like I just don't get them. Like, Bayern Munich is a constant evolving machine. If you look over the years, they've changed so many players.
Players,
and they never drop.
Go.
They never drop the standard.
I mean, they lost Sané, they lost Coman this window, and it's crazy. Like, it's actually insane. Gnabry just like resurrects.
I'm still shedding a tear from Bayern losing Sané, FC 26-ish.
Hey, you know, life's not gonna be. The same.
Life's not gonna be the same. I can't run down people's defense from the right anymore. You know, but you know, Olis is there.
You know.
Yeah. Hey, I might be using Galatasaray, who knows?
You know what? Speaking of Galatasaray, they won yesterday against Liverpool.
Yeah.
1-0.
Ish. Liverpool.
Liverpool.
What
know?
Happened, my brother?
2-2. 2 defeats.
Salah, what happened, my brother?
2 defeats back-to-back. You know, it's very, very... Yeah. This season is actually quite crazy.
Yeah.
Every team is getting humbled, man.
Bro.
Every team is getting humbled. And the exciting part is that we have so much more football to go through. But yeah, we're going to take it with you 1 week at a time.
Yeah.
Right here, same time, same place on the VAR show. And we think that this is a good place to end it.
Yeah.
You know, this is a good place to end it. Let's go and watch Champions League. And then next week, we'll be back same time, same place. From myself, the one and only DJ Styx.
And from myself, Glory.
We are signing out.
Peace. All the choices you made, did you make them again? Like what you're listening to? Of course you do. Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better. Active FM, radio has never been better.